This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The number of new homes for sale in Denver saw a big rise in February, up more than 20% from the same time last year. A new report from the Denver Metro Association of Realtors says people are eager to put their homes on the market ahead of spring, typically the busiest time of year for home sales. High interest rates have been a drag on the housing market for the past year. Xcel Energy has paused a project to mix hydrogen into the natural gas supply of a neighborhood northeast of Denver. CPR Sam Brash has more.
Allison Soner lives in Box Elder Creek Ranch, a development near Hudson with about 250 homes. She's glad the company isn't rushing ahead with the controversial climate project.
I'm not against new technologies, but there needs to be adequate research and development on it before you just broadly apply it.
Burning hydrogen doesn't produce carbon. By mixing a small portion into the neighborhood's gas supply, Xcel wanted to show the strategy could help cut climate warming emissions. But environmental groups warned hydrogen blending is too expensive and could increase the risk of gas leaks. The company is now hoping to revisit the project in 2026. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
There are Colorado primary election results at CPR.org with details of just how Colorado's vote turned out on Super Tuesday. Joe Biden and Donald Trump won their respective party primaries. Across the metro area, a chance for rain today, then it could be snow Thursday and Friday. Denver has highs near 60, then turning colder toward the end of the week. This is CPR News.